Olds. The first trees and shrubs were planted Saturday, October 1 at the edge of Olds Creek in the Rotary Athletic Park in a long-term project to enhance the area and hopefully encourage wildlife to locate there. The project, a vision of the Rotary Club of Olds, is a partnership between the club and the town of Olds. It was first shared with council in July. A memorandum of understanding was then signed between the club and town representatives. Rotary Athletic Park is located on the western edge of town, just northwest of Walmart. The creek flows along the eastern and northern edges of the park. Details are still being worked out, but in general, the plan calls for club members to acquire and plant the trees and shrubs with community help. Town staff will take care of them. Rotary Club Environmental Committee Chair Jim Smith said it's not certain how long it will take to complete the project. He's guessing 2 or 3 years. Nor is it certain how much money it will cost. He said the idea is to work out all those details over the winter so planting can begin in earnest next spring. This is going to be a jog rather than a sprint. So it'll take a few years to get it done. Some trees may be moved as the plan is solidified, he said. Smith said the plan is to mostly plant native species because they'll do better in the area and will be easier for town staff to maintain. One of the plants set in the ground on Saturday was a dogwood, a species commonly found in southern Ontario and BC. Smith said it was chosen because its red bark and leaves are very attractive. He said the red bark will be a cheery sight in the depths of winter. Some trees or shrubs will be fruit-bearing. Some will be fast-growing, so that the grove can get a good start. Smith said in addition to hopefully attracting wildlife and spur biodiversity, another advantage of the tree planting will be to create a windbreak, and that certainly was needed on Saturday. The wind was brisk, and pretty steady throughout the ceremony. Smith said residents will be encouraged to donate trees or shrubs. They could donate money for one tree or shrub, perhaps as a memorial to a loved one, or they could even donate toward a cluster of trees or shrubs. Smith said part of the plan over the winter will be to see if organizers can obtain funding from environmentally oriented foundations. He was asked by the Alberton if that effort will include approaching the federal government for money. He said it likely would. Rotary Club Vice President Randy Smith, no relation to Jim Smith, said the club is planning a new fundraiser, renting out flags to people, with that money earmarked for the tree planting project as well as others. About 20 people were on hand for the tree planting ceremony at the edge of the creek. That included several Rotarians, town administrative staff as well as Town of Olds Mayor Judy Dahl plus town councillors Wanda Blatts and Dan Daly. After the speeches were over, all of them got down and dirty, digging holes to plant the trees, pussy willow and the dogwood. Thank you for being here, giving us a little bit of time. We think this is an exciting project and we're glad to share it with you, Jim Smith said. He said the idea for the tree planting was spurred after Rotary International announced protecting and enhancing the environment as one of its goals, priorities. We think that's important too, Jim said. We looked and said, gosh, we've got a nice park here that the community I think is pretty proud of and we're happy to have helped to develop. Jim noted the creek eventually flows into the Little Red River, from which town residents get their drinking water. So basically, molecules of this are likely to turn up in some fashion in the water you brush your teeth in, he said. During an interview with the Alberton, Jim Smith conceded that there are lots of details still to be worked out, but organizers wanted to do a symbolic tree planting ceremony now to let the community know the project is for real and that they've heard and accepted ideas about it from residents. It's basically to reinforce, yep, we heard ya. We're on our way, he said. The mayor praised the project and all those involved in it. I believe this will create awareness of green space and environmental education, Dahl said. She added that council was impressed with the way the Rotary Club and administrative staff are working together on it and the fact that residents are also encouraged to get involved in it. This is really exciting, Randy Smith said. He said the project has already spurred miles of smiles as volunteers began planting. He predicted there will be more miles of smiles as it progresses and more residents get involved.